Yes, I'm going to put shoes on the pulpit. When you think of baptism, our baptism, the water in the Word, sometimes it's an infant, the child to be baptized is an infant, mom and dad are up here, sometimes the godparents are here. So there's been occasions I've had a whole family up front for a baptism. And what a mighty day that is, what God does. Now I know there are denominations that teach baptism is more about what I'm proclaiming, what I'm confessing, what I'm saying. It puts the emphasis here. But I have no power. I can't add power to the water. I can't do something. Well, it's Murfreesboro water, by the way. But I can't do anything that forgives sins in myself. So if I'm being baptized,
and it's all about me, that
baptism is going to be nothing. It sounds like my mic is cutting in and out. Am I right? Who didn't want to hear me this morning? Well, you're here, so. So what happens is that today we are reminded not just about our baptism into Christ, united with him in his death and resurrection, but we're reminded and pointed in the direction of Christ and what his baptism meant for all of us. And so in the Gospel of Luke, we have several things that are different. Number one, it doesn't describe Jesus' baptism that, you know, like how much water or Jesus was in the water. It doesn't describe the River Jordan, except that several verses earlier it tells you where it's at, that it's at the Jordan River. It doesn't describe many things, and Luke has a reason for that. You can get it in the other Gospels, that information. But Luke wants you to focus on what happened at and because of the baptism of our Lord. And it's summed up in the phrase, and heaven was opened. Now that theme shows up in the other Gospels as well, all right? But Luke runs this as a thread throughout the narrative, throughout his Gospel, and into Acts. Because Luke is also the author of Acts. And so what happens is that this idea, this teaching that heaven is open. Now, think about it. When in the Bible do you specifically remember the Bible telling you, and heaven opened? Now, if your brain is really quick this morning and you've had 3 cups of coffee instead of just one, all right, you might go, well, the Transfiguration. Because on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was there, and then Moses and Elijah showed up, one on each side of Jesus, and the 3 disciples got to see that, and they fell down because they were overwhelmed. And you got that idea, this bold disciple. Maybe we should build 3 booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And he's kind of fumbling, trying to figure out what to do in all the circumstances. But there from heaven, God says, this is my son. The other one that your mind might have gone to was the ascension. It was after the death, after the resurrection, before Pentecost, Jesus, Peter, James, and John, they're all together, and Jesus rises up and bodily, visibly, goes to heaven. And the disciples are doing this, and then an angel shows up, and they go, why are you doing that? You know, why are you looking up? And heaven was open, and we see the Son of God. And in our creed, you heard, you know, he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and from thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. So you might have thought that. Now, if you were extra sharp this morning and you had 5 cups of coffee, you would go to the disciples of Emmaus. On the road to Emmaus, it was after the resurrection, two disciples are with Jesus, and when Jesus sits down with them and breaks bread, do you remember what happened? The Bible says, and their eyes were opened. Right in front of them, visibly, is the Son of God living, even though he had been crucified. And they believed. And when they believed, you know what's open to you, right? Heaven. Heaven is open to all believers. And so in the Gospel of Luke, this is significant. That the baptism of our Lord is more than just about how much water. Did he go under the water in the river? Is baptism requiring water from the River Jordan? Because there are people who have been baptized in the United States and they go to Holy Land and they get baptized again because that's the river where Jesus was baptized. However, after this many years, I can tell you it's not the same water. You know, there's been rain. You know, and God has provided through creation more water to replace that which is evaporated. It's not the same water. It's the same location, but it's not the water. But people do that because they tie on to that. But when we do that, we miss the significance that at Jesus' baptism, there you have the Trinity. You have the voice of God the Father himself. You have the Holy Spirit bodily in the form of a dove. And you have the Word incarnate, that is the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. You have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And at this divine revelation in front of people, there, heaven opens up. For Christ is anointed specifically and publicly for his mission. This is the Son of God, the one that was promised by the prophets in the Old Testament, the one that was foretold in the garden with Adam and Eve, that there would be a seed. This is the Son of God. This is the one who comes. And as the Old Testament in chronological order comes along and we open it and we read it, we begin to see that God told us more and more about this Son. And especially in Isaiah, the suffering servant, this is the one who comes to take the prisoners free. This is the one who comes to let the lame walk, the blind see, the mute speak, the deaf hear. This is the one who rescues us and opens up to us through the forgiveness of sins, everlasting life. The baptism of Jesus, heaven is open. And the people that were there may not have understood that. Or they may have. The Bible doesn't tell us. But God gives us through the disciple Luke, through the apostle Luke, that this theme is meant for all of the Christians to come, which includes us now. That we begin to see that baptism is not about what we do, it's about what Christ has done and proclaimed when he was baptized. That heaven is open because of him. Not because of who I am, not because of who you are, not because of who Pastor Al is, or any other person that we can name that we know or have heard about. Heaven is open solely and singular because of Jesus Christ. You have eternal life because of Jesus. You have the forgiveness of sins because of Jesus. You have the hope of the resurrection because of Jesus. Heaven is opened up, and there throughout his life and his mission and ministry, he teaches and he shows what the kingdom of God is all about. And he teaches us and shows us the way to eternal life. As he says, no one comes unto the Father but by me. That is Jesus. Jesus opened up heaven for you. Now, that then connects to your baptism. What makes your baptism powerful? It's the one who opened heaven. It's not the pastor who did it. It's not the water that came. It's not where it was taking place, Grace Lutheran, my sanctuary, or whether it was an outdoor baptism. It makes no difference if it was an emergency baptism at the hospital. There's all kinds of contexts in which baptism may take place. But what happens is all of these baptisms in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit connect us to Him, the one who opened heaven. That's why Martin Luther wrote so much about baptism, because he wanted the people to know without fear that heaven was open for them. He translated the scriptures into German so that they would know the message of the gospel. He wanted them to know that there was hope, not because of who they are or where they lived or what they owned or what they could buy, but by the grace of God. For God said, "This is my Son." And it is with Jesus that God the Father was pleased. And as you and I are covered in the righteousness of Christ, so God is pleased with us through Him. Your baptism is special, for Christ the Lord is great. Your baptism is special because heaven is open for you. Your baptism is special because God does love you. He knows you. Your baptism is special because Jesus Christ, who opened heaven, lived, died in our place, and rose again that we may have life. Heaven's door is open. Isn't that neat? Heaven's door is open. Say that with me. Heaven's door is open. How many times do we ever think it's closed? When we messed up. When we feel like a failure. When things are really going bad. But the news of Christ's baptism has not changed through the centuries. Heaven is open. God is pleased with His Son. And in Christ, you have been united. Amen.